Last month in Bangladesh, over 1,200 people died after several factories collapsed. Now, labor advocates are stepping up their pressure on the Obama administration to end the special trade status in Bangladesh and convey disapproval for its working conditions there. Bangladesh's garment sector represents roughly $19 billion in annual revenue, employs nearly 4 million workers, most of them women. Jenny Holdcroft is the policy director of IndustriAll, that's a Geneva-based global union federation working with Bangladeshi garment workers to get retailers to sign an accord on fire and building safety. So far, 40 retailers, most of them European, have signed on, but big U.S. companies like Walmart and Gap have declined to take part. Jenny, hello.
Hello.
Jenny, the United States and other countries agree that Bangladesh has not done anything to improve its labor standards. Part of the argument is what to do about it. What do you think they should do about it?
Well, there's several things that they need to do about it. And first and foremost, of course, is to change the law. The law is one of the major obstacles to trade union organization in Bangladesh, which is, of course, one of the reasons that workers are so vulnerable when it comes to building and fire safety. So legal change is the first thing. There needs to be proper enforcement of the law, and that's the second thing. Labor inspection in Bangladesh, whereby the government actually checks that factories are complying with the labor legislation, is very poorly done. So we need to have an understanding and an acceptance by the Bangladeshi government that raising standards is not a threat to their garment industry, but it's actually going to promote a more sustainable industry that is more worker-friendly and more acceptable to Western consumers of the goods that come out of Bangladesh.
And what can the United States do? I mean, we have these devices like most favored nation trading status and tariffs and some wonky stuff like that at the World Trade Organization. Mm-hmm. But if we revoke it, a lot of people on this side of the ocean say that will simply take away any of our leverage with Bangladesh.
Yes, and that's right. I mean, leverage is obviously the key thing here. And we're not talking about stopping doing business with Bangladesh. We're talking about using the business as a lever to improve conditions in the country. And that's something that certainly the U.S. government can do, but it's also something that the U.S. retailers who are purchasing from Bangladesh can do as well. They can use their leverage. We're not telling companies to pull out of Bangladesh. We're telling them to use their purchasing power to insist on improved conditions there.
What about social pressure on companies that consumers won't buy there unless they do what you say? We reported earlier this week on Facebook. Facebook changed some of its online behavior about violence against women only when people pressured their sponsors.
Yes, and I think consumer boycotts is only one part of the picture. Brands are very sensitive to the public opinion. So it's not just simply a question of not purchasing from those brands that will make them move, but any sort of negative indication of how people feel about the way that they behave can also be very influential. We've seen where Gap has not signed up to the Global Accord on Fire and Building Safety, that it has received a lot of criticism from its customers. If you look at its Facebook site, you will see those criticisms there. And it has now come out and said that it will set up an alternative scheme to deal with these issues. I think that consumer pressure is incredibly important in this type of thing.
Jenny Holdcroft, for many Americans, the collapse of the factory in Bangladesh that killed over 1,100 people reminded us of the early Industrial Revolution fire here in New York at the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory. Are people in Bangladesh aware of that fire and what it meant to the labor movement and to labor standards in America?
I would say absolutely they would not be. I think the awareness of workers' rights and the struggle that needs to be had to acquire those rights is at a very low level in Bangladesh. The workers themselves are certainly not aware of what their rights are and how they can be improved. And this is the big challenge for the trade union movement, is to organize those workers and get them to act collectively to lift up their standards of living, just as the garment workers in the U.S. did as a result of those terrible incidents.
The United States and other diplomats are set to decide Bangladesh's trading status later this month in June. Jenny Holdcroft is Director of Policy, Trade and Development at IndustriAll, joined us from Geneva. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you very much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.